So we have a Cowboys pregame show as we try to prepare for Indianapolis. You know what? I apologize that I forgot. We went to our movie of the month last night at the Alamo Draft House in Denton, which was great. And then I got home and I had to flip on sports real fast because they were going on all over the place.
Yes.
And totally forgot you had texted me something that I think I should probably watch, and maybe others should if they can.
Oh, you didn't watch it. Okay.
The Peyton Manning breakdown of Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to do that before Sunday's game because, you know, Andrew Luck has been talked about it yesterday. Just the ups and downs and all that of his career and what we've thought he is.
He's back.
And, yeah, he may be back, but even your just breaking down their win streak, the teams that they did win against, you kind of legitimately can say, who did they beat? When you say that about the Cowboys, you're like, well, you know, the defending champion Eagles, you beat them twice. You knocked off the 10-game win streak Saints. Who else do we have in there?
I mean,
Washington's one, and
you can probably shoot some holes in it if you just come to the conclusion that the East is bad. But I don't want to do that.
No,
and
no,
the Falcons
I'm
are bad, and
the Cowboys' win streak I think is much more impressive than the Colts' win streak.
I think it probably is. I also think if you are one to go back and look at how everyone's season has turned out, those wins against Jacksonville and Atlanta don't quite shine as much as you thought they might.
But still, Atlanta on the road.
Yeah.
I know how their seasons turned out, but I remember Atlanta last year. So, and I remember Philly last year. So I do not think those are bad wins at all.
Well, let's start as we look at Sunday's game and we try to quantify how we feel. Let's start at the very basic premise that we've talked about for 20 years, which is, when two teams play each other this time of year, and one team has to have it, and the other team is like, eh, if we don't get this one, it's not that big a deal, you should probably go with the team that has far more urgency and motivation. And that would be why you would might like the Colts on Sunday at noon in Indianapolis, is if they don't win this game, the playoffs get very, very difficult for them to figure. If they do win this game, then they continue their march to the postseason. Now, I have not totally studied this, gentlemen and ladies, of course. If you have a good explanation on how we determine Miami 7-6, Baltimore 7-6, Indianapolis 7-6, Tennessee 7-6, all playing for one spot, I'm all ears. I have not looked into who has the upper hand, but that means four teams have the identical record. One gets in, and they all have three games to play. And therefore, let's just start at the very simple explanation, Dan, that you're probably going to want to make sure you get two of those three to the win column, if not all three, if you have designs on going to the postseason. And I know the Colts very much do, because they've only lost one game over the last 2 months. So that's a team, and let's see, what do they finish with? Okay, they have the Cowboys at home, the Giants at home, and then their final game is at Tennessee in a game that maybe helps determine that final playoff spot, because as we just detailed for you, Tennessee is also in that exact same 7-6 spot. So you have that. You also have what concerned me a little bit yesterday, and I don't think we talked much about it, but this is also something that isn't exactly X's and O's, but it is on my mind, and that is I think the Cowboys could very well be emotionally spent right now, because they've been asked to play five straight games on an emotional, we got to get this one. This one's so important. And if you just go one to the next, you would say, okay, Sunday Night Football at Philadelphia, season on the line. If we don't get this win, the season is long gone. We've got to turn it around tonight. Okay, they do. Next week, back to Atlanta. Boy, this is where we died last year. This is a chance to execute some ghosts. This is a real important thing. We need to play two consecutive good games. Okay, fine. You got that one. Move on. All right, Thanksgiving Day against divisional rival that just beat you a month ago. Time to get even with them. Okay, get that one. Next. The whole NFL is watching you take on the invincible Saints at your place for a chance to get the biggest home upset of the Garrett era. Okay, get that one. Now go. Next week, 5 weeks in a row now, here come the Eagles. Boy, if you lose this one, you give away all that you just gained from beating the Saints, and a divisional crown is on the line. And check this out, you beat them, you make sure they don't defend their title right here in Arlington. You end the Eagles season right here today. So 5 straight weeks of that, it's pretty uncommon.
Yeah, this is the first week of kind of an exhale, right?
Yeah, this is a week where, boy, it'd be cool to keep winning. I mean, winning's fun.
But you lost, it's not the end of the world. You still have a nice cushion.
So is this, like I said yesterday, almost as a joke, is this Jason Garrett dusting off his best Saturday night speech to make sure that everyone understands any emotional button he can push? This is a big game to keep our role going, because is it?
Or
I mean, they've won the East.
Are they just rolling so well that they are a machine that can't be stopped?
Okay, that's great. That's a good theory. I would love to see that on Sunday. But if it boils down to two teams playing each other that are both a bit flawed, both thought they were dead earlier in the season, both have arrived here on a bit of a hot streak, then you probably go with, well, who is playing for their life today and who would just kind of enjoy winning if possible? And that's why you would say, Cowboys better be ready to emotionally go, because I guarantee the Colts will be. The Colts understand what's at stake today at noon. Do we? And that's probably why, aside from the many X's and O's reasons, including that Andrew Luck seems to fully comprehend the new system he's playing in, which is get the ball out quick, let's not take sacks, let's take 7 yards, let's not go looking for 37 over and over again, let's just bleed teams to death, and you'll see Peyton Manning kind of talk about the Colts' new way of playing. Let's matriculate the ball down the field. Let's not worry about taking a beating to make that big play. Let's keep taking, you know, a dime here and a quarter there instead of looking for a $20 bill all the time. And that's been very successful for the Colts. They don't really have much of a running game. They have a stubborn defense. They play a ton of young players. And, you know, as I look at this game, I see a really fun matchup, but I just wonder if one's going to have a substantial emotional advantage that the other one may not be fully up for. And I suppose that comes back to coaching a little bit sometimes, is do you have a coach that can reach these guys? Because I promise Garrett and the coaching staff know what I've just said. Like, they know all this stuff. They understand there are some games where you just open the locker room doors and those guys are going to charge into battle like it's Braveheart. And then there's others where they're like, hey, not every game's a big one. This is just a game. So how can we light that fire and get these guys foaming out of their mouth, sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, if they even can.
If they can. It's a young Cowboys team, too.
Like, it wouldn't be the worst thing, like you say. You wouldn't criticize them a lot if they did lose. You wouldn't...
I mean, nobody wants to hear it, but there's not a lot at stake. I mean, you have the 4 seed. You might catch and pass the Bears, but I don't know. I mean, that seems a little unlikely at this point. Once the Bears beat the Rams, the Bears pretty much locked into the 3 seed, I think. It's not impossible, but that's kind of gone, and nobody's going to catch you from behind because you're winning your division against two teams that have already, they got their quarterbacks on the shelf for health reasons. So you're kind of locked in here with 3 games to play, which is a really, really weird place for the Cowboys to find themselves.